Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa are back with our Survivor 44 Episode 8 recap. We saw a successful idol play tonight. Franny stays alive and doesn't get to go spend some more time with her man. Instead, Brandon's storyline comes full circle after episode number one, where he stays in the game because of an idol he plays to send Maddie home with one vote. Brandon goes home because Danny plays an idol for Franny. Brandon is gone. Franny, Danny, all of them keep going. And every tribe that started off now has three people left. So we have a pretty even final nine. Nice kind of refreshing episode tonight. I felt it was a nice callback to just the olden days. There weren't crazy twists in anything. We had one idol play, which felt normal. Not a lot of conversation surrounding advantages. Alexa, what is your take here?
Yeah, and a nice, a clean idol play. And Mike Bloom tweeted, this was the first successful idol play for someone else since David vs. Goliath, which both is not and is a very long time ago. It feels like 100 years ago. But Do you know what I liked about it? This is such a weird, unfortunate reason to like an episode. They were inches from doing the, okay, so Danny is an idol, so now we can fight, like, we can lie, we can do this. They did the, they all, Tika did the right thing. And they all voted a little differently. And we can get into that, but it would have been the wrong, like, let Danny do this. Let him get rid of his idol. You don't need to get rid of him. This was a clean vote and it felt very satisfying. And Brandon was shocked. I didn't think it was going to work because they were stone cold when Danny played that. And I was like, they don't care. They did not vote for Franny. And I was completely wrong.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I thought that they were going to vote for Danny, but then John actually texted me. He said, I did not imagine Danny as somebody who would play an idol for somebody else. And I've been saying that the whole season. I kept saying he's going to Terry this idol. Like, he is never giving it away and he hasn't told anybody and whatever, you know, I mean, and we found out tonight he hadn't told anybody until he told Heidi tonight on day 15 and how quickly all of that news got around.
Yeah, that happened fast.
Yeah, but I just think Danny seemed like he was going to play this game selfishly and do what he had to do to work with people, and selfishly not necessarily a terrible way, but he was going to play it as selfishly as he needed to. So the fact that he ended up playing this for Franny at the right time, I'm honestly kind of surprised that Tika went along with the Ratu people. All I can imagine is that they felt that Soka is more dangerous. Perhaps they're seeing Danny, Franny, and Heidi as potential winner threats, where they're not seeing Jamie, Lauren, Kane, and Brandon as that. But I was surprised that they went that way, because by going with them, you make it 7-2. Now you can't flip back. You can't, because Lauren has the extra vote, and that extra vote is so powerful. So I was surprised that they went the way that they wanted to tonight, but I guess it made sense if they're seeing Franny and Danny as the potential winner threats to their game.
Well, they ended up, like, technically still, like, they got what they wanted, where they didn't really commit to anyone. So I think they do still keep it a little open. And Carolyn voted for Danny. So another... all of these opinions are of Mike Bloom's and not of my own. This is the last tweet I saw before I logged on here. But I wonder if Tika purposely separated their votes to sort of stick with the plan. Because Carolyn voted for Danny, but Carson and Jam Jam voted for Franny. And I can't figure out who was... or no, wait, not Carolyn Danny. Help me. Brandon. Jam? She voted for Brandon. Yes. Really? Yes. Carolyn voted for... Brandon. And so I can't figure, like, one of Danny, Franny, or Heidi voted.
Didn't six votes come up for Franny? I thought six votes came for Franny.
Yeah. Aren't there, how many people are here?
There were 10 people left.
Oh, so there were four on Brandon.
Yeah. There were four
and on Heidi Brandon, and which... Heidi. Yeah. Okay. So Danny, Franny, Heidi, and Carolyn.
Danny, Franny. Oh, so Carolyn was the, I wonder why she did that.
Probably to, I don't know. I assume she was in with Carson and Jam Jam on it. I don't know why we don't see her really involved. But I feel like it would be weird if they didn't tell her. I'm not sure. Yeah.
I'm not sure. Unless maybe it was just, I have no idea. I can't understand. Like, because normally I'll try to say, well, maybe it was in case somebody played an idol or somebody did this or somebody did that. But she knew that they weren't splitting 3-3.
Mm-hmm.
It was also interesting that they didn't try to split this 4-3, because they could have, and then they elected not to, because they could have split it 4-3 between Franny and Danny once they found out that Danny had the idol. But they didn't. So I have a lot of questions regarding what actually took place tonight.
Yeah, I think it could be where Carolyn wasn't, like, she was being just like, she was not involved with this Ratu group, and Jam Jam and Carson were. So maybe it would be more just like stick with the plan, not to completely change the subject here, but in honor of Keith and Ale, sticking with the plan. That was a, Phil, you texted me that, and
that was devastating.
That was a, like, jaw drop, staring blankly into space for five minutes moment. That was really horrible, and the Survivor community really lost someone. Fantastic.
That one really hit hard because I don't think a lot of people knew he was sick. Clutch Hattrick gave us 199. R.A.P. Keith. I don't think a lot of people knew he was sick, and I guess what I'm reading,
I think it was private.
He had cancer since like January or something like that, and supposedly it was just like really quick. So it's heartbreaking. Probably one of the most universally loved players to ever play the game. I mean,
absolutely.
His San Juan del Sur stuff was absolutely hilarious. When he wasn't so much the star of Cambodia, but on San Juan del Sur. But speaking of stick to the plan, I mean, that's what everybody's been throwing around, right? Where it's like, this was a guy who was so entertaining, so fun to watch, that he was able to take a very minor statement and make it part of the vernacular.
Absolutely.
And so sticking to the plan tonight, I don't know why they voted this way. I'm having a hard time. Like, I understand what you're saying. Carson definitely has an alliance with Kane, and he's doing well with that and all that. But I don't know why they had Carolyn go and vote one way, why they didn't split votes, why they didn't attempt to make this 3-3. Like, I'm very curious.
I think it's because Carson and Jam Jam didn't want to necessarily have to pick a side, because they knew Jam Jam had the like open mouth look, but he and Carson actively knew this was going to happen and still chose to vote quote unquote incorrectly, I believe. So I think they just didn't want to, like, they're keeping their options open. I loved it.
I want to know, because Jam Jam was the one who brought up Danny's name and said, well, now that he has an idol, I could do this. And Danny, as soon as he found out from Carson that Heidi had mentioned his idol, he was like, oh, well, now Jam Jam can turn this, flip it on me, hurt me, blah, blah, blah. Danny obviously felt comfortable enough knowing that the votes were going to Franny.
Yeah, he and Jam Jam must have talked.
There must have been a conversation between him and Jam Jam, and I wonder what that was like. And I'm sure we're going to get that when one of them gets voted out of the game. We'll find out.
Yeah.
But also, like, this is what's fun about this episode, though, right? It feels like old school Survivor, where we just saw a blindside. We just saw an idol play. We just saw somebody go home that wasn't expecting to go home. And we're trying to fill in the gaps, which is very normal. We're not trying to fill in gaps that it's like, oh, they purposely left this out and it was just laziness, which we'll talk about laziness in a bit. But and I will never
worry.
I will always wag my finger in their face for this. But I just think that this is the type of stuff that should be left out. And now next week, we should get an answer to, I knew that it was going to be Franny because blah, 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 blah. And then maybe Jam Jam says, I knew it was going to be Franny, but I wanted Kane and them to think that I was still in with them, which I think is a smart move, because now maybe Kane and Lauren and Jamie aren't worried about Carson and Jam Jam.
Yeah, this is like the growth, or maybe the regression, of this podcast, where we're like, okay, we have to remember how to recap an episode that's kind of normal. But that's a really good point. Carson and Jam Jam played it up beautifully. And to your point, Lauren and Jamie are going to feel and Kane are going to feel extra comfortable with Carson and Jam Jam because they like went through this big loss together. And Brandon seemed to be the leader of that group. He was the one throwing Franny's name around. I loved that. Was also like a classic sociological thing where you see him saying, it's Franny, it's Franny, it's Franny. And then he goes to someone, he's like, word on the street is that it's Franny. It's like, no, it's you. Yeah. You're doing it. Yeah. But I think Carson and Jam Jam, I actually don't know who they want to play with. And same with Carolyn. I think other than each other, and we see that in the preview, I don't think they really have an opinion on Soka versus Ratu. So this way, Soka's aware of what Soka has the upper hand on it, but they could very well still work with Ratu.
Yeah, and I think that's where they wanted to stay, right? Because what did Jam Jam say? We should go back and forth. We should mix it up. Like, that's what he said. And I think that maybe this worked out perfectly, because it looks like they're trying to work with Orange, and an Orange just went home. So now next week they can work with Orange to vote out a Green. Yeah. And then the week after they can turn around and vote out an Orange, and nobody's going to be any wiser to it. So perhaps everything is working flawlessly, and that's just going to be information that we're going to get revealed to us next week, which is what I hope, because that would feel like one of the first 20 seasons of Survivor. And that's what we've all been clamoring for.
Exactly. Like there, and this was also, we talked about this with Karishma. This was original tribes sticking together. And what's cool about the Racha group is it includes the swapped people and the non-swapped people. Mm-hmm. But it's clean. It makes sense. This is like the three tribe. This is that like tribe pride that I've been wanting. Like the Ratus versus the Sokas, and what are the Tikas going to do? Cause they're the ones in the middle. That's the good stuff.
Yeah, it is. And it's like, hey, I enjoy watching that. Now I'm curious, okay, what's going to happen? What's going to happen in the next couple of episodes that's going to make Soka and Tika and Ratu and stuff bounce around? I have questions going into the final nine, but they're normal Survivor questions. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where I'm feeling satisfied coming off of this episode, because my questions are, did Lauren save herself tonight by winning immunity? Would she have been the one targeted? Because Danny keeps saying, I want to get rid of Lauren. Like, is King screwed? Are Carson and Kane actually working together? Why did Carolyn vote the way that she ended up voting? Danny telling Heidi, did Heidi blabbing about that totally ruin Danny's game? Does Carson very quietly have one of the biggest mouths in the history of Survivor, and he's not getting flack for it that he totally deserves? It's the second time we've seen him blow something like this up.
Yeah, that was really interesting, because it was, and like, we've all like gotten into this, not this fight, but we've all had this moment of finding out very intense information, and you like, Danny is like trying to process it, and Carson's like trying to correct it. I have been Carson 500,000 times, and like, that's so real. And it worked that he, like, it came from Heidi. But so that's interesting too. I like, Heidi is scot-free here. And she, like, all the people who are destroying Heidi after last week, like, I hope you regret that, because clearly that was not a problem. I also missed the first 8 minutes of this episode. But
no, that's fine. And Heidi 100% explained what she needed to explain. And I was saying that too last week, because it felt like Heidi's was kind of a throwaway. It was. She says to Jam Jam right off the bat, you could tell that they were all going to vote for Matt, so I told Lauren to vote for you. I couldn't take your vote. I couldn't take Matt's vote. So I just did Lauren's. I had to play it. I didn't have a choice. So that's what I did. It worked. It was
done.
Fine. I
mean,
Jam Jam didn't vote against Franny tonight because of what Heidi did last week. That's not what happened.
Not at all. But yeah, I think the Carson, I feel like we got the most like human. This whole episode was so human, which I think is why we are really liking it. And it seems to be getting a lot of good reception on Twitter for the 9 seconds that I've been on it. But I missed Carson throwing up, but the moment at the challenge where Carson's like, Carolyn, if you just switch a little, you know, he's putting everything, every cell in his body into speaking. And that's like the most that can come out. That's a stomach bug. That sucks.
That sucks, man. Don't ever eat anything when you go on Survivor. Just
I'm one stomach flew away from my goal weight.
Yeah, right? Like that's best line. It's so brutal. I mean, I felt bad for him there. I mean, that sucks.
What happened?
It was just the peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, God. That's the most like easy thing to eat too.
Well, you know what it is though? Like if you don't digest peanut butter well or peanut well, I don't mean allergic to it, but if you don't digest it well, it sucks. Like if I eat too much peanut butter, like if I eat peanut butter like a couple days in a row, my stomach hurts.
Really?
So I think it's like the sugar and then peanut butter, and it's just like
good. That was some thick white bread too.
Yeah.
Those were you can't digest that white bread. That's a rock.
Whole grains my ass, right?
Yeah.
Like there were zero grains in that.
No nutrition to be seen.
None. So yeah, I do think that it I get it. Like I get it, right? I get why he's throwing up. It's not like a weakness, even though he's weak, he should have been stronger. But it didn't end up hurting him. And it's funny because then he's talking about, oh, well, I don't want people to vote me out because I'm worried that blah, blah, blah. And Carolyn's comforting him being like, no, everybody knows it's not you. It's just an off day. And I'm like, dude, you should be being like, guys, I'm throwing up. Like, look how weak I am. I'm pathetic. I'm not strong. I'm pathetic. Like it's so weird. We're in the individual portion of the game. Throwing up is great for your game. What are you talking about? Like,
yeah,
it was very weird how he reacted.
I think it's just like what Survivor kind of is now. Like when Lauren wins immunity, everyone like runs over to her, and I'm lit for Lauren. Love that. Do you know what was also really awful? The fact that she didn't get to talk about the fact that she won her individual.
Yeah, but she did hug Jeff, which was more important.
That was the worst hug of all time. And so, Lauren, thank you. Like, everyone should get extra points for how uncomfortable that was. That was incredible.
It was bad.
It was so really, bad. Really I couldn't watch, and then I had to watch, and it was still happening. Oh God, it was so bad.
I need to find this, but then because of like my main job, if I try to type in prop bet, I get 9,000 other articles. Yeah. So let me see if I can find it. I forget what you and me put for hugs.
Oh, who we put. Okay, while you're looking that up, what was I gonna say? I thought that was like really interesting that one. Everyone was saying they were okay with potentially being partnered with Carson. Lauren gets like lifted up and ran into the sunset. And then Jam Jam goes to like give Danny high five, and Danny's pissed that he lost. That's real.
It was real. And I was very surprised. I loved it. Danny waved him off too. Like Danny just kind of like gave him like the hand of like, leave me alone, which I agree. Yeah. I love the realness of it, but I'm surprised Danny did that. He must've been like really feeling.
Yeah. I don't think it was maybe as someone who has done that hand wag a few times, it didn't look like I'm mad at you. It was I'm in a bad place, and if you come to me, I will have a meltdown. So I think like that's how I'm interpreting it. I know they sound kind of the same, but it's like I'm pissed that I lost, not that I don't want to be comforted. But I thought that was a really exciting challenge. I'm glad that took a long time. Those kind of tiered challenges tend to take a while, and I don't necessarily need that rope thing again, but I thought it was a really good challenge, and that's always a classic balancing.
Yeah. One. And I do like when they do these. I know like these are kind of hit or miss for people, but I kind of like them in the newer seasons, the tiers. And I like that this was very similar to one Gabler won last season, except it ended with a different ending, and it always goes to the smallest person. So I was like, well, I bet you, I was like, Danny or Lauren's gonna win this, and sure enough, Kane and Brandon put Kane in there, and then it came down to Danny and Lauren, and Lauren ended up winning. But that's how those challenges foot
content
go.
Yeah, yeah, it was a little too much muddy foot content for me. But
it's a Quentin Tarantino episode for everybody. So, foot fetish that. Coming out. But yeah, like I was about it, and I was happy for Lauren. I'm happy Lauren pulled it out. I can't find the prop bet. I don't know where
Lauren was a prop bet master. She got an individual immunity. She hugged Jeff. I would say that she cried, but it was hard to see with the mud. I would mark her as crying.
I'd have to go back and look, but yeah. I think she cried.
The voice cracks. She's like got her hands around her face. And unfortunately, there is no prop bet for farting, but
dude, funniest that thing was happened
unbelievable.
Ever.
That must happen so often, and they must not be delivered that well. That was so good.
Perfect. That was perfect.
Is he going to throw up? Like, what's going to happen?
That is trolling your significant other around your house/apartment and being like, hey, I got to tell you something. And they're like, what? And you just like freeze, and you're just like, boom, there you go.
Wow, this
there
is totally is. Something that Phil there, does very often.
All the time. Anybody who's ever lived with me knows that what Danny did in that moment was exactly what I do to everybody. That's my move. And it made me so happy. I was laughing so hard.
I don't
even think I saw Lauren win because I was laughing for so long about that. That is my exact style of humor. And it keeps going back. So Danny really reminds me of one of my friends who is a firefighter in Jersey City and like has the half arm tattoo, beard, like literally same stature. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And he would do this exact thing that Danny just did. And I was done.
That's
could not
unbelievable.
Handle it at all.
That was so good. And Jeff handles it perfectly. It was just so, this episode was people playing Survivor.
Yeah.
I hope they listen to how positive the reception is on this.
I totally agree. I feel like everything we watched tonight felt like the real show. I didn't feel like we were having stuff manufactured for the sake of being manufactured. It's very hard to complain about something from tonight's episode. You can complain, oh, there's Idol, there's this, there's that, whatever. There was nothing out of the ordinary that happened tonight. And if anything, there was more stuff that we just don't get anymore. And that was very refreshing. I mean, the last time I think somebody, when was the last time we heard somebody fart on the show? Because I know we had the belching thing with Michelle.
We don't really get farting.
Were like, they and after the last one?
See, I don't even remember that.
Oh my God, was classic.
There's so, in all these long challenges, you always, like, I feel like people have peed before. I swear people have said that. It must happen all the time. But it's either, like, not funny or they just do it and don't say anything. I think the reason this was so good is he was like, dude, I mean, like, I thought he was going to say he was going to faint, like Lauren O'Connell. It's like, no, he just needs to clear the air.
And you could tell Jeff was like, all right, what are you going to tell me? Like, is it going to be something like you want to
just wanna, like, screw you?
Yeah, you want to like try to trade for something? And no, he just lets go a real loud, nice, clean fart. Yeah.
And Jeff takes like a footstep backwards. You don't remember
the Nyanka one? The Nyanka one was so, it was in a confessional. Giving a confessional sitting on a log. And she's yelling about something as Nyanka did that whole season. And she just farts so
loud. No.
Oh my God. It's so funny. I'm going to post it in the chat. Nyanka fart.
Oh my God. Survive. I know there's the, I can't believe this. I'm so happy this is what we're talking about. I know there's like the really good gif of Taj in the lake. And there's just a little like bloop.
Behind her.
That's the only other thing I can
think I hope. Of. Wait, so I'm going to say this right now. I am not going out of my way to check this. It just says girl farts on TV and it's a picture of Nyanka. So I really hope what I'm about to post is legit. Oh anyway.
Well,
Alexa,
assume let's no liability. I think what's cool is, like we said, there we have some questions, but we also have a lot of people who either made a mistake or navigated this really well. Phil is on mute to confirm that this is what he's about to post. And I think that's going to make for a really interesting predictions. And it makes me really excited for what's going to happen next week, because is Heidi going to get in trouble with Danny? Is Carson going to get in trouble with someone? Are people going to realize that Carson, Jam Jam, and Carolyn are completely running the show? I don't think so for any of these, but it's really exciting.
Yeah, sorry, I was watching the Nyanka fart.
So that's what can you send it to me?
It was in fact, I did. I put it in the chat. It was in fact Nyanka just, she's eating. They do the cheese and stuff, and she says it's good for her booty, and then she just lifts her leg and farts. It's so
my God.
Anyway, okay, yeah. Somebody just said this podcast could take a strange turn if Phil is wrong. Okay, sorry. What were we talking about? Sorry,
so I'll repeat what I was about to say. Pretty much. That we have like some good question. This is going to make for a good predictions episode because we have some good, clear questions and delineations of where the heat could go next, because Danny and Franny are now very much tied together. And I also really liked that because you don't really see players actually being loyal to each other and doing what they say. So that was very refreshing. Is Heidi going to get in trouble with Danny? Is Carson going to potentially get in trouble? And is the Tika 3 going to be figured out? I don't think they're going to. I think they are continually completely underestimating them, especially Carolyn, but also Jam Jam and Carson too. You see Jam Jam saying earlier before Tribal Council, he's like, again, people aren't talking to me. It's freaking me out. It's really, really amazing.
Yeah, it is. I just think it's easier to look at these other players and say, this looks more like a winner, right? I mean, I think that's what it's just coming down to.
Yeah.
We haven't seen a Carolyn win. We haven't seen a Carson win. And we haven't seen a Jam Jam win. We haven't. Yeah. Like, that has not happened yet. Like, we have not seen those archetypes. And I get, like, people might be like, well, Carson. But we've never seen an intelligent young player like Carson who's done this. Like, we saw Fabio win. But Fabio won for being a dunce. Like, and he was open about that. And we've seen Aris win. But Aris, like, why did Aris win? Because he could keep together an insane alliance. Like, that's not what Carson is doing. So I think the other six are more focused on each other because they can see each of each other winning at a greater percentage than those other three. And I think that's really working in Tika's favor for sure.
It really is. I love the Three Stooges name. I think that's exactly, it's really cute. I really like it. I wish they were using it more.
Yeah. I'm going to throw this up here, Alexa, for you, just so that you never forget. It just says, Phil, you are so funny.
Alexa. I googled Nayanka fart and I didn't get the same content as you, so I'm gonna need that.
Uh-oh. Okay, that's why you have to put Nayanka fart survivor.
I still did, and what we'll talk about it offline.
I guess I've googled it more than I think. But anyway,
so your Google's okay. Like, oh, here we go again.
I have to say, this twisty turny thing, the rope thing, I hate it. I don't like it, and I understand, like, it's fun visually. Man, it makes me so claustrophobic, and it is just like trauma inducing. And
Carolyn screaming like for 10 minutes was just
horrible. Do you realize she was rolling against the rope?
I couldn't figure it out because they didn't cut to her enough, but everyone was doing my like inclination would be I will just barrel roll with it, but they were doing the right thing where they stay and just like pull it over themselves. It's slow, but it clearly is what works. Was she just rolling the wrong way the whole time?
She was rolling the wrong way the whole time.
That's so tough.
The whole time.
That's so tough.
It's so funny. Like, because Carson just goes, Carolyn, I think they're all rolling the other way. And then that's when she started to figure it out. And that's when she got through. She was literally just rolling the whole wrong way the whole time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's hilarious. Because, and you see Carson, he's like, maybe I just never have to go in here and maybe I'll never throw up again for the rest of my life.
I don't know why. If I was him, I would have never even started. There was no way you were going to win anyway.
Yeah. I think Jeff would have had I don't think they would have liked that.
I would have very slowly like inched in and just not started twisting so I could just crawl out backwards because I mean, Heidi and Jamie were what, 15 seconds away from being done.
Exactly. Yeah. What was I going to say about that?
He just really wanted to cocoon.
Oh, yeah. Right? But then they like go to help him get out and they're spinning him. And I'm like, be careful. He's like inches from death.
I know.
He literally just threw up.
Because then what happens if he just starts puking while he's doing that? I mean, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse.
Oh, God. That's so, I can't even think about that.
I love it.
So I'm trying to think of what else. I almost like don't have enough to talk about because this was so straightforward. And I'm happy about that. I want to be clear.
I have to say that for all the positive, right? We were just 28 minutes of positive. We're talking about farts. I'm having the time of my life. I just found out over here that we're doing tequila shots at the finale.
Barry Park. What are we doing? Someone say tequila shots?
We're doing somebody in the, I just looked in the Discord. I guess we're doing tequila shots with people. So that's great. I'll tell my wife to change our flight the next morning. Now, as somebody who's pooped on a plane before, I don't need to do that ever again.
Definitely not.
What was I going to say? Oh, so 28 minutes and 40, 41, 42, right? We're doing great.
Oh, we're going to complain. Do it. Do it.
What? Okay.
This is
unforgivable though. Like, I'm sorry, but this is unforgivable, right? This is unforgivable. I am not like,
have they ever made that mistake?
I don't know. But before an episode of TV goes on the air, they edit and edit and edit and edit and edit and edit and blah, blah, blah. If somebody went topless, they sure as heck are going to blur it out. If somebody takes their pants off, they sure as heck are going to blur it out. This is the one thing that you need to focus on in Survivor. And that is getting the damn name right. Now, this made me laugh, Alexa, because this just tells me how little I actually look at the name stuff. Because as soon as Kane pops up, I'm looking at Kane and I'm like, whatever. And then I go on Twitter and I see Mike Bloom's tweet and I'm like, okay, yeah, that's funny. Ha ha. And then I'm like, oh no,
that nobody happened.
Made that for him. That's real. I went back, rewound the entire episode. Yeah, I have DVR. I'm living like the wealthy. And I went back and rewound the episode and I watched it and I was just like, there's no way. They put Matt Chiron at the bottom.
How long was the confessional?
A solid not, 10 seconds.
That's brutal. I don't think that's ever happened. They may have got, I think they've got like, I don't even know if they've spelled anything wrong. Like, because this isn't live. Like, how many people watched that? How many people went through that? This, like on Good Morning America, that happens all the time, but they can also switch it live.
Yeah.
You can't do that. I didn't even see this because I wasn't watching at the time. That is crazy. And for all the complaints we have, it's never about the production quality. No. The production quality is always above and beyond.
Yeah, this was so bad. And like, this was one that for me just makes me extra mad coming off of last week, which I didn't even hate that episode, but just the seasons as a whole, right? Where Jeff's saying, oh, we love the fans and we love this and we love that. This is one of those where it's, do you really care about the show anymore? Do you really care about the show anymore? Because like you said, I don't think they've ever made that mistake. Back in season one, they were probably typing it on a word processor where they didn't even have the correct spelling for half the people's names, and they were doing it right. And now it's season 44. How are you putting the name of a player who's not even in the game anymore up there? That's terrible. Like, that's just lazy. It's sad. And it tells me, like, who, whatever steps are supposed to go through that. First of all, the person who made it, I feel bad for them because they're probably going to get freaking fired. Second of all,
even though it's not really their fault.
Yeah, but this, who missed it? How many people are supposed to look at that before it actually goes out on CBS? 10 people? It's a lot. Trust me, it is a lot. I worked in TV. It is a lot of people who see an episode before an episode of TV actually goes live. And the fact that nobody caught that and nobody changed that is just unforgivable. And it just says, oh, well, we didn't have time to watch that Survivor episode this week and make sure there were no errors. So let's go watch some other BS show that nobody cares about. It's very frustrating. It's not even football season. So CBS ain't that busy. March Madness is over. You got nothing on. The Masters is done. Focus on the damn show. Come on.
I doubt, but I'm very curious if Jeff brings it up on his podcast. He probably won't.
He won't.
But considering that it's all about production, and I actually, if I don't know if I'm right here, I think tonight's episode is actually about creating an episode. Like, well, they do different themes. I actually think this one is about like this aspect. So that's even more interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I hope he brings it up. I mean, hopefully somebody does the Jeff Probst roast and throws it in there and says, hey, man, what the hell is this?
Because let me tell you, the Why Jeff Sucks segment is not what you think it is.
Yeah. Well, this sucks. Whoever did this, it sucks. And it's stupid. And it's annoying because, again, we're trying to sit here and we put in the effort and the time and the talking about the show. And I mean, honestly, we're pretty much free publicity for the show. Like, who are we kidding? Right. We talk about it. We're excited about it. Our Hap's excited about it. Mike Bloom, Kaiser Island, Bitterger. Everybody's so damn excited about this. And the people who are making it are trying to convince us they're excited about it. And they put the wrong damn name for somebody. Come on. Why? Because Matt and Kane are both tall nerds. Give me a freaking break.
Yeah. They haven't even, like, I don't think we even saw them speak to each other.
I don't know if we have. I don't think we have.
Yeah. What was I gonna
say? Makes me
bad. That was pretty bad. I'm curious if, I hope Dalton Ross asked about it in his like three questions to Jeffrey.
I wonder if Dalton says anything. I mean, I know Bloom threw it up, but I don't know how many other people.
Oh, in his recap. I'll read his recap, I wonder. Because he's pretty real. Ryan Kaiser. He always is like, speaks like from the breaks the fourth wall with all that stuff.
Dalton used to be, so in the early days, Dalton used to just be like, I'm going to say whatever I want. And then Dalton kind of backed off a bit and I gave him shit on this podcast for it because I thought he was like doing a little too much fan and just production service. And in recent seasons, he's definitely been like, all right, this is stupid. I hate this. I'm going to talk about it. I think if he noticed this is definitely something he'll bring up. It's just going to be a matter of, will Jeff answer it? Will Jeff like have them publish that in Entertainment Weekly? Or does Dalton find that this is something important enough to bring up? I mean, obviously for people like us, Bloom, Kaiser Island, I mean, I know Bloom's,
we'll lose sleep over this.
It's different than Entertainment Weekly and being like the face of Entertainment Weekly for these kinds of things.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Something. So next week, who's in trouble? What's going to happen?
I think next week, I think Tika's in the final six, right? All three of them are in the final six. I really believe that that's going to happen. I think that they're in very good spots. I think that everybody's looking past them. I think Soka and Ratu are more focused on each other. I think that Danny now becomes very vulnerable because he played an idol. He saved Franny and he's still one of the more likable people in the game. The crazy part with Danny is now if he sits next to, and I guess, you know, we've seen it in other seasons where this isn't the case, but now because it's in the jury stage, if he sits down next to Franny at final three, Franny can't beat him. There's no way. Franny's not going to beat him because Danny played that idol, saved Franny, had to make all of that happen. I think that Danny's in a little bit of trouble. I think Danny, Franny, and Heidi are all serious threats.
Yeah.
If I'm Tika, I'm trying to take them out before I'm trying to take out Kane or Lauren or Jamie, because I think you can beat Kane, Lauren, and Jamie. Still think Kane, Lauren, and Jamie could win the game, but I think that they're easier to beat than Danny, Heidi, and Franny. So especially Franny. Now if you look at it, Alexa, you have over on the jury Brandon, who wanted to do the big strong guys anyway, and then he could I see him as being somebody who advocates for the person who got him. That means mm-hmm. he's advocating for Danny. And we know that Matt's going to be advocating for Franny. Man, you got to get rid of these Soka people. So I think I think Soka's in danger next week. I think that if Tika's smart, they'll act, oh, no, we are with you, Ratu. Get rid of Ahsoka. And then the next week, hop over to the Sokas and take out one of the Ratu.
Yeah. I think specifically of the Sokas, I think it's more Heidi and Danny. There was a lot of Franny and Jam Jam being highlighted together in this episode, which seemed like it seemed like that was a budding thing. So I feel like maybe they'll end up working together a little bit. But I think Danny, I think it kind of worked for Danny where he was like, you know what? People are going to be talking about my idol. He says it, he plays it, it's gone. But I don't know if people are necessarily going to forget that. And we see him hunting for another idol, which I think is going to get him.
I think he's going to get it. Yeah, I think he's going to get something. Even if he doesn't get an idol, he's going to get some sort of advantage. Or Danny's just going to win immunity next week. I don't think it will be Danny next week. I think Danny is probably final six. Final six, maybe just misses the finale.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I think there's game to be played for Danny. But then I'm sitting here saying the Sokas are in trouble. Maybe it's Heidi. Look, I'm just going to keep saying this. Every time Heidi talks, she's right. So why hasn't she talked more if she's going to go on to win this game?
I know.
She's always right. I'm really enjoying her.
Yeah. And she's like, she's funny. She's very like engaged. There's always the argument. It's like, oh, they keep people quiet. Like they don't show much of people because they're not interesting. The little I've seen of Heidi and Lauren, I don't find uninteresting whatsoever. So it's very late. It's very frustrating.
Yeah.
So that's like probably subconsciously why I think Heidi's in a little bit of trouble. But yeah, to your point, she's doing okay. She easily could have gone home tonight. Danny easily could have been like, you know what? Screw this. She screwed me over. I'm going to get rid of her. That didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
It wasn't even a conversation.
No. And I wonder where that'll be the conversation next week. Does he go after Heidi because she opened her mouth and he's willing to do that and whatever. But again, don't tell Carson anything. That's note to future Survivor players. If Carson's on your season in the future, don't tell him anything because he blabs. He talks.
He does. But he plays it off pretty well, I think.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, his name's not coming up at all.
Yeah. So Three Stooges, continue on.
Yeah, the Three Stooges continue on. He could easily still win. Let's jump over to some props real quick. So Brandon got individual immunity. This is just what he did. So if you had these individual immunity, made the jury 10 more confessionals in an episode, which was episode one. He had his mouth blurred, found the cage idol, and had a confessional in every episode he was in. He ended up with 9 votes. So he just missed to get 10 or more votes, and he didn't get 5 or less. Or maybe he had 6 votes, whatever it was. He was between 6 and 9. He had 6 votes. Yeah, it was who had 9? Josh had 9. Anyway, that doesn't matter. So we continue on. Let me see. Lauren cried. Lauren won individual immunity. Lauren hugged Jeff. Jam Jam, he hit 40 confessionals in the season. So that's in. Carolyn also hit 40 confessionals in the season. So that's in. So congratulations if you had either one of those. Kane had the episode title, Don't Get Cocky Boy, which is funny that he said that, and then he ended up surviving, and it was Brandon who went home. I thought that was very interesting. I wouldn't have expected that. Kane also had his mouth blurred, which I didn't know that the young lad could curse, so that was interesting.
Oh, sure can. Danny had his mouth blurred too, but I don't know if his already had been blurred. I think
he already had it, didn't he? Let me see. Danny
probably.
He actually didn't. Okay, so yeah, we get that one done.
Family
so
friendly.
He did that. Look at that. Family friendly until tonight when he just couldn't effing take it anymore. yeah. So I think that's everything that we had tonight. Obviously we'll go through it. I don't think we did this with Matt last week, just so everybody knows what Matt got, what we gave credit for. Cried a physical tier, had 5 or less votes, made the jury, had 10 or more confessionals in an episode, had a confessional in every episode, and had an episode title. So those were all the things for Matt. Yeah, that's everything with those. So yeah, I'm feeling I enjoyed this episode. I'm much more excited about the final 9 than I was the final 10. But again, I think that getting all the nonsense out of the way in the pre-merge early portion of the game and giving them the room to maneuver now in the late portion of the game is the way Survivor needs to move forward. I think that's the best way for Survivor to put its game out there. Let the skill take over in the second half. It's almost like regular season, postseason. NBA regular season, half the players don't even play. They make the postseason, all of a sudden the Lakers are winning by 16 on the road. Like, that's what I think Survivor needs to be. Get all the nonsense out of the way in the first half of the game and let the players play in the second half of the game.
Yeah. But I mean, I'd almost go a step further that's like ridiculous for the pre-mergers though. So the pre-merge is Mario Party and then it turns into something else. Like that's not to beat a dead horse, but to your point, like, okay, we're at the final nine, we did a final 10. Let's stop with it. Just keep it going. This was good. This was really, really good.
I think if we try to get a full season, we'll never get it.
Yeah.
But if they get all the double boots and all the craziness in the first half and let the second half just be Survivor, at least then we can really all look forward to the jury phase and the merge phase because it'll be so much more exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. Ask for something a little more realistic.
We can only do so much, right? I mean, what are we going to do? But yeah, Alexa, what do we got Monday night at 6 p.m.? I'm excited. I know
we are planning things. We've got guests. We are excited for our first member of Survivor 43 to join us for our episode 9 and final 9 predictions and power rankings. Jesse Lopez is going to be joining us. We are so excited to have him on. It's going to be really great to hear his perspective on what this season's like, who he thinks is going to win. It's going to be a blast. We're so excited to chat with him. This is going to be a real treat for us and hopefully for you guys too. Watch out. We're planning. I know.
Phil and I
don't plan, or we used to plan and then we stopped caring and now we care again. So watch out, everyone.
Yeah. And make sure you become a patron, patreon.com/survivorspecialist. If you didn't listen, if you're a $20 patron, you didn't listen to my last week's after show, listen to it. I feel like I texted the group chat and I know Alexa loves it when I say like really cocky things. It just really gets her going. But I texted the group chat and I was like, hey, I think I have plenty of sound bites in this one. And it was just like, I really think I was really trying to be thoughtful with last week's is really what I'm saying here. I really was trying to be thoughtful with it and how I think Survivor needs to move forward and things like that. So if you haven't checked that one out, that's the only one you listen to. If you become a $20 patron just to listen to one after show, listen to my episode 7 after show, because I was really trying to be as thoughtful as I could with it, because I know a lot of people were really pissed off after last week's episode. And it was the first time where I wasn't just like, all right, what am I going to talk about for 20 minutes? I really tried to hone in on like, what can Survivor do to make this better? And I'm a soundbite machine. So go check that out. Become patrons. Alexa, John and I are about to do our 100th episode of our movie.
Holy moly.
I know, I had to throw the 100th one. It's insane.
That's crazy.
It's amazing. I have vocal cords.
Well, so you've been doing that for once a week?
Pretty much 2 years.
Holy moly. Yeah. Good for you guys.
Started in January 2021.
Because do you want to talk about what you might be doing afterwards?
No, not yet.
Or is that still a possibility?
We're keeping that secret because we don't know what the start date's going to be yet. But that'll be a lot more relevant to all of you. And you all should definitely check that one out when it comes. But I'm not telling you what it is yet. But so much fun stuff coming up. And Alexa, I just can't wait for you to have to do a tequila shot on finale night. So this
I love a good tequila shot. Say no more.
Nobody said we're getting a good tequila shot. We're just getting a tequila shot.
That's a very good point. We are always on a budget. And not like we usually don't do this, but our conversation with Karishma, half of it we were not even predicting. We had a really good, like, philosophical discussion just about what Survivor is. And I feel like she had a really good, like, positive tone of voice, even when she wasn't necessarily saying something positive. It felt like a really healthy discussion. So I definitely recommend those who haven't listen to it to go back and listen. It was a really good conversation.
It was funny because I read a comment today on that video that was like, if you want to like Survivor, listen to the second half hour. If you don't like Survivor, listen to the first half hour.
It's not everything.
We don't rank. But guess what? If you want to hear what we're really thinking about Survivor, I mean, we're also trying to find solutions, right? Like, we're not just screaming at the mountaintops. Like, we really do want Survivor to find solutions. We want this to be better.
We know critical of the things that you love because you expect the best from them.
Exactly. Look at that. Alexa's over here quoting.
We're grown up.
Who did you quote there?
I don't know. George Washington. Yeah.
Yeah. sometimes brilliant things just come out and it just happens. But yeah, I'm very excited about Jesse. I think that'll be a lot of fun. And yeah, we have them all planned out pretty much moving forward. That's it, right? That's it. Do we have anything else? Is there anything else you want to say?
I don't think so. I think that's everything. Yeah. It's 45 minutes. This is one of our shorter episodes of this season, which isn't even that short. So
When they're good, we don't talk as much. We always say that.
It's really, really beautiful. So tune in Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be chatting with Jesse and predicting the final nine. We are halfway through this season. Actually, more than halfway through the season.
Yeah. We're getting there.
Love we're it. Getting there.
Cruising. Cooking.
Month left.
Month
all right, everyone.
Left, everybody.
Go Woo! Tune in to Phil and John talking to each other for the 100th time.
The 100th.
Wow, that's horrible.
And that doesn't even count our challenge episodes that we had to do during COVID. My God.
Oh, yeah. That was bad. Got